He was broken and he was alone. And nothing that he owned had any value, and his thoughts had no shape and no meaning, and the words fell from his mouth without sound. And he was lost and empty-handed, standing like a boy without friends on the schoolyard. But then he remembered that he is Joey Chestnut. And there is a time for pain, and there is a time for punishment, a time for doubt, and a time for dominance, a time for forbearance, and a time for fury. And there is never, ever a time for submission. Ladies and gentlemen, the former champion of the world here to take back what was once his, Joey Chestnut!
Hi, this is Jack Shalom. In some human endeavors, there are people who so revolutionize, so outperform, and so outshine their predecessors that their very names come to define their sport. In the world of chess, there was Bobby Fischer. In swimming, of course, there's the great Michael Phelps. In basketball, there was Michael Jordan. But when it comes to major league eating, the world will not soon forget the incredible 40-time world record holder, Joey Jaws Chestnut. 70 hot dogs and buns downed in 10 minutes. I'm very happy to be speaking today with Joey Chestnut, who will be talking about his latest grab for glory. Hi, Joey.
Hi. Thank you for the awesome introduction.
Joey, please tell us about this new Guinness World Record attempt you've got going on.
Oh, today Nathan's is going to be lining up 1,916 hot dogs to commemorate their grand opening in 1916. It's going to be a new world record. It's breaking an old world record set in Tokyo.
So when you say you're going to be setting it out, what does that mean? They're going to be setting out 1,916?
Well, yeah, the record is one of the few times I'm involved with a record that's not eating. They're lining up these hot dogs end to end, and then they're going to be giving them out to the audience and people watching.
Sounds fun. So let's talk a little bit about your major league eating competitions and records. You did 70 hot dogs and buns this year, July 4th, which was a world-shattering record. How do you prepare for such a thing?
Oh, it's like any competition. Runners have to run to practice. Weightlifters have to slowly build up their tolerance to the weight, and I slowly build up my tolerance eating more and more hot dogs. I do practice contests, then I recover and I fast, then I do another practice, and every contest I try to go in perfectly empty to make it easy to digest a massive amount of food. And every time I get the food down, I know I can do a little bit more the next time.
And how long does it take for you to recover?
Oh, my God. So it usually takes 3 to 4 days to recover. So I'm doing maybe two practices a week, and it's tough. It's hard on the body, and I always have to go to the doctor every, oh, my God, while I'm practicing, every 8 weeks just to make sure that everything, I've always had pretty good feedback from my doctor, but it's hard on the body, but it's a labor of love.
It must be. And what's your digestive system like for the next few days? I don't want to get too graphic, but I'm just trying to imagine it.
It's really weird. It's like anybody. After anybody has their big Thanksgiving dinner or after their big barbecue this weekend, they're going to feel lethargic. And it's just my digestive system has built a crazy tolerance. I remember when the first time I did 20 hot dogs, I thought I was absolutely full and I could never eat it anymore. Uh-huh. But then the next time I ate hot dogs, I could do a little bit more. And it's just a matter of making your body adapt. Our bodies can adapt to do amazing things and crazy things.
So you're very well known, of course, in New York City here for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. But you're a major league eater, which means not just hot dogs. You have several other records. You did 141 hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes. You did 25 half pastrami sandwiches in 10 minutes, 165 pierogies in 8 minutes. This is a whole 121 Twinkies in 6 minutes. I love that one.
Oh, my God. I've had some awesome records. I think 141 hard-boiled eggs. It's 190 shrimp wonton when I was in Bangkok. Contests, all food groups all around the world. It's been a fun ride.
Is there any food that's tougher? What was the toughest food for you to get down?
There's two things that make them tough. If I'm not familiar with the food, it makes it really, really weird or really hard. I did a brain taco eating contest in Minnesota, and that was hard because I've never eaten brain tacos, so I had to.
What is a brain taco?
Well, it's queso. It's a Mexican dish, and so I had to go to the Mexican market and buy the brain and learn how to saute it up with the seasoning. And it actually tastes all right, but it looks like brain. So I had to practice and eat it with my eyes closed, pretty much, but I was able to get the win. But it was a hard one to practice for because my body had no tolerance initially.
Uh huh. Is this something you always wanted to do, or how did you get into this?
No, it's weird. It's like after doing this, I get to meet like other athletes, and like I met Shaq, and he knew from like when he was a kid he was going to be a pro basketball player. I met some baseball players, and all of them know when they were a kid, but it wasn't my goal. I was 21, and my little brother signed me up to my first contest, and after the first one, I fell in love with it. And then it changed my whole. I don't know. I still got my engineering degree, and I worked in construction for a little bit, but then the whole thing just got bigger and bigger, and it took over.
And I know some of the other major league eaters are involved in non-eating challenges, that poker or backgammon, some of them are involved in. Are you involved in any non-eating competitive challenges?
Not especially. I like to fish, but I'm not competitive. I'm not that competitive in too many other ways.
Uh-huh.
I like to eat.
You like to eat. So can you eat hot dogs at home now and not competing for pleasure?
Oh, absolutely! I love a good all beef hot dog. Nathan's is. I'm really super lucky. It's the most important contest of the year, and it's a food I like. It makes it so much easier for me to dominate.
Well, every superhero has their nemesis, and certainly you have two longtime rivals, Takeru Kobayashi and Matt Stoney. You've faced off with them, not just with hot dogs, but burgers and chicken wings as well. Could you talk a little bit about your rivalries with Kobayashi and Stoney?
Oh, Kobayashi was an animal. He was a great eater, and he was the goal. When I first got on it, before I even did an eating contest, my little brother and me were watching the 4th of July contest, and he looked at me and said, "Joey, I think you could eat 50 hot dogs." And I was like, "Yeah, I probably could." And after the first contest, the goal was to beat Kobayashi. And in my third contest against him, I was able to beat him, and I beat him again and again. He ended up not wanting to work with Major League Eating anymore. And for years and years, I was unchallenged. And then I got the new challenger, Matt Stoney, came along, and he's been pushing me hard the last couple of years. He actually beat me last year in the 4th of July, and I was having a bad year, but then I was able to come back this year and just dominate and beat him by 17 hot dogs on the 4th of July. And just Matt Stoney's an awesome eater, and I'm actually excited for him pushing me, and he makes me work harder.
It's a great comeback story how Matt Stoney took the crown away from you in 2015, and then you came back this year, July 4th. I think the crowd must have loved that.
Oh yeah, I hated losing last year, but the comeback it really, really felt awesome. It was probably definitely the best win of all the wins I've had.
Now in 2012, I read an interview with you where you said that you would not stop doing competitive eating about hot dogs until you reached 70. And at the time, you were at 68. So this year, you did do 70. So I'm wondering, is there an upper limit, or is it like the four-minute mile? Once broken, there's no turning back.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's weird. So this year, I went back to the drawing board because I lost last year and had to figure out than my body, and pretty much. And so I was doing amazing practices. I was eating even more than 70 in practice. I did a qualifier this year in Washington, D.C., where I ate 73.
Oh, my
and,
gosh.
I went back to the nutritionist to figure out how to help my body digest better and how I could and just get my muscles stronger so I get more speed and it all came together. So I don't know exactly. I thought 70 would be like the really upper limit, but I know I don't know what I'm capable of, but I know Matt Stoney, he's trying to get 70, and it'd be silly for me to stop now. The competition's really heating up.
So you have a worthy competitor. That's always fun. Do you feel there's a breakthrough in technique, or is it simply that you've gotten stronger or have prepared better in some way?
Yeah, I think it's kind of my training techniques that definitely improved. I've looked at it more like a sport where I do sprints and get them and not all my practices are going to be a 10-minute practice. Sometimes I'm going to break my practice into three or four shorter practices, but it'll end up being longer and push my body a little bit farther. But I've learned how to treat my body more like an athlete, and it's weird to say it, but it helps with competition.
And I think people who may not have seen this competition before, they may not understand that you don't just eat the hot dog, but you also have to eat the bun. And now you eat the bun separately. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the technique we use right now. We eat the meats first, and then we dunk the buns in water to help soften them up and make them easier to swallow, because bread usually takes some liquid to help swallow anyway, so we're pretty much skipping a step.
Well, we've certainly are looking forward to seeing you again next year. I have one question to wrap up, and that's, have you ever eaten a tofu hot dog?
I have. You know, I've actually I eat healthy, so I actually make my own vegetarian hot dogs every once in a while.
You do?
But I eat a little tofu and smoked mushrooms, you know, all mixed together. But I don't look down on healthy food, but I do love a good all-beef Nathan's hot dog.
Well, thanks so much, Joey Chestnut. We're wishing you the best of luck. This is Jack Shalom for Arts Express with host Prairie Miller.
In the final minute. 15 hot dog margin in the final minute. He could get to a Nathan's record. 69 was the record on this corner. Joey looks like he's going to do it again. He will return to his rightful place atop the food chain. He is the Tyrant Lizard King, the king of Coney Island. This is not a democracy, Paul. This is one man rule, and the ruler is Joey Chestnut.
30 seconds now to go. Joey Chestnut with 7. He's averaging still 7.1 dogs per minute. Can he get to the record? Can he get past it? Is he going to get anywhere near 70? 20 seconds to go. Chestnut well over Stoney. Stoney's not in the game. It's all about Chestnut. It's all about the mustard belt, and it's all about the record now. 10 seconds to go. He's got to get that one down. There we go with 69. Final seconds.
He got it.
And he got 70.
The most
he
hot dogs,
hit 70.
The most hot dogs ever eaten on the corner of Surf and Stillwell Avenues by the greatest eater in the history of mankind.
Yeah!